Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi.
This is Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Cheers, Edith. Good afternoon. Hope you're all right. Just played N-Dubs and Tinchy with number one. So many sightings of Dappy and N-Dubs at Alton Towers yesterday. Still coming in. They obviously had like an N-Dubs day out. Went on all the rides, and loads of people were asking for their pictures taken, and we got them sent in by text yesterday to 8199. Thanks for all those.
But what we want is a picture of them actually on
the log flume
or yeah. something, with their hands in the air as they come down that last big slide.
We want the picture you can buy after the ride is finished, with like the G-force affecting their face. That's what we want.
Although, unless you were in the log with N-Dubs on the log flume, you're not going to have bought that photo, are you?
That's true. Sarah in Chester saw them yesterday. Thank you for your text. And then we played Kings of Leon with Sex on Fire. I thought we'd revert back to that version because on the Floor Fillers on Friday, I played the new version of it by Tina Cousins and people weren't that keen. Your sex is on fire. Got a very strong reaction, Chopper, on the text. Come on!
Oh, stop it, please. Why did you play this?
Your face when I started playing that was just one of horror. Oh, love her. She's got to pay the rent like everyone else.
Well, surely she could do it some other way.
Becky Cam is still on, where you can see not much really happening at all in the Radio 1 office upstairs. Go online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Is Becky on there at the moment?
We don't know at the moment.
Okay. So, if you want to go online and have a look at what's happening, we've been using the whiteboard today to say hello to a few people who are strangely mesmerised by it at work, or supposed to be doing revision and they can't because they're just watching not much happening at all on Becky Cam. Strangely addictive. Now I'm thinking, what do we do? Do we get Becky down to the studio now, or is there anything that anybody on the text would particularly like Becky to do in the next half an hour on Becky Cam? If there is, then I can ask her and we can keep her up there.
Yeah, leave her up there.
Sure, okay. So any suggestions on what you'd like her to do, then get them in now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This isn't that interesting, but I had a really good clear out last night of my...
What?
Of my room at home.
Yeah, why did you pause there? That was really such a bad place to pause.
Do you ever do this where you just chuck out loads of old clothes?
No, because I'm not as rich as you.
No, you come on, there must be some really unpleasant... I mean, I've seen some unpleasant things. When you went through your Audrey from Coronation Street hair phase...
What? Now, what? Why? What was unpleasant there?
Just, we've all... I've known you for a while now. We've worn some terrible things.
Yeah, we have over the years.
And you haven't chucked them out, no?
Well, occasionally.
Because I haven't done this for years, you see. And I filled up 12 bin bags last night. Of stuff.
12 bin bags?
Yeah, but like I said, I haven't done it for years.
Of old clothes and everything?
Yeah, but these are the ones that I really, like, there's just some really unpleasant things in there.
I don't think ever in my life have I owned enough clothes to fill 12 bin bags.
Oh, I just hoard clothes. The one that doesn't speak is upset because I should have brought some of the more unpleasant items in for show and tell.
Yeah, that would have been brilliant.
Some T-shirts with some wacky slogans on. Mm-hmm. Don't wear them anymore.
Really. Right.
A lot of denim as well, in one particular part of the wardrobe. My friend who was helping me asked if Bewitched used to live here. But I feel really good now I've done that. And the best thing is, if there's, like, loads of stuff, they come and collect it. The charity will do home visits now. I read about this on the website. Because I haven't got a car, and you can't imagine, I can't, like, carry 12 bin bags to the charity shop.
So is this going to be another of these where you find out which shop it's gone to and then check it if any
Well, I know what shop it's going... I think I know which shop it's going to because it's in the local area. Right. But once again, will I be offended if the stuff doesn't appear anywhere in the window?
I think you will.
I think I will. Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. Hannah in Buckingham's been on saying, I've never been more delighted than when I saw a straw bag I donated in the window of my local charity shop. When giving, it gives back. I agree.
A straw bag?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I am going to be upset if none of the items, even the T-shirts with the wacky slogans on, don't appear in the window.
How many pairs of shoes and trainers did you get rid of in those 12
God.
Bags?
Loads. Really nasty ones. Really, like, not
nasty
nice.
In what? They're used a lot and
just
smell and...
battered, yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice.
No, I haven't donated any of my pants. They don't take those for hygiene purposes, obviously. Thanks for your interest. Katie in Birmingham yesterday had a massive clear out herself of her room and got rid of 101 pairs of pants. Now, not being funny, Katie, this might sound a bit weird, but have you actually taken them to the charity shop yet? I'm sorry if
Why?
This sounds strange. Well, could you send them to us? So we can throw them at Jack Penarte at Radio 1's big weekend in Swindon
have
this weekend.
Have you really stooped so low as to ask girls to start sending in their pants?
No, because girls, you know, that girl threw a bra at Jack and it landed on his guitar. We could try and do the same with Kate's underwear at the weekend. Just a thought, then.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
And now, time for a social experiment.
Radio 1.
Right, you know Facebook?
Yeah.
And how everyone's kind of poking each other and making friends with people they wouldn't normally talk to in real life.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it. There's a famous sketch about it. There's a show on BBC Three called The Wall. Have you seen it?
No.
Listen to this.
Hello?
Poke! Edward Baxter! It's me, Todd from school!
Oh.
We sat next to each other in maths. We didn't get on, remember?
You see, that wouldn't happen in real life, would it? If someone answered the door.
Do you want to be my friend?
What?
Do you want to be my friend, confirm or ignore?
Yeah, you see, no one would do that in real life.
No.
And I think it's a little bit the same with Twitter.
In what way?
Well, you know Sam, the internet guy that works here?
Yeah.
He flipping loves a bit of Twitter. And he just writes random rubbish on there and thinks that complete strangers will want to actually read it. Right. I mean, no offence to Sam. He is a lovely bloke.
Nice bloke.
He's very good at his job, and I do really like him. But do I really care if he thought 24 was great last night? No.
No.
Would he go up to a total stranger and say, 24 was brilliant last night on the street, would he? So why does he do it on Twitter?
I like your logic. I agree with you.
Well, he wouldn't normally say that to people on the street until today. Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm all right.
Where are you?
Where am I? I'm out on the street with Sam.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Scott.
Now, don't be offended by what I'm saying.
No, that's fine.
I know you've been writing about your life on Twitter for a while now, and you have, is it 285 people who follow you?
Oh, I'm quite popular.
Yeah. And they're all close friends of yours, are they?
No, I don't know who any of them are.
Now, Sam, without sounding rude, some of the entries are, I've been looking through, are fairly mundane.
Right.
Now, we are going to do an experiment, if that's all right with you. We're going to see if, in real life, people are in any way interested in your Twitterings.
Okay.
Do you have the megaphone with you now?
Yes.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you some of your Twitters that you've put on, okay? And you are going to announce them to real-life strangers on the street over the megaphone just to see if anybody cares.
Can I just say he's got quite a big audience now because the school across the road appears to have kicked out, so it'll be quite interesting to see if they actually care at all. I think he's getting a bit embarrassed.
Oh, dear.
Okay, Becky, your job is to see if anyone on the street is in any way interested in what Sam is saying over the megaphone.
Well, at the moment, the school kids seem quite interested, so we'll see if he can hold their attention.
And then the experiment will conclude that people are interested in what he writes on Twitter.
Really not, I don't think, but here we go.
Let's find out if anyone actually cares what you write. You ready?
Yes.
Here's the first one. Watching Elbow Abbey Road DVD.
Watching Elbow Abbey Road DVD.
Shame it's in NTSC format.
What?
Shame it's in NTSC format.
I.e. not as good quality as it was on TV.
I.e. not as good quality as it was on the TV.
I think someone just shouted loser.
Are they all left?
They're still there. Someone cheered, but there was a loser.
Let's do another one.
Okay.
I heart Kate from Lost.
I heart Kate from Lost.
People are kind of looking as if he's a bit crazy.
The Damned United is good, but the TV documentary was better.
The Damned United was good, but the TV documentary was better.
That one didn't go down too well.
What, the NTCF thing went down better than that?
It did, yeah.
That's just ridiculous.
Can we try this one? I made my own KFC.
Oh, they'll like that.
I made my own KFC.
That got a lot of faces, yeah, that's good.
Can I? You don't have to answer this on the megaphone, but how do you make your own KFC?
With some chicken and a bit of batter.
But surely you don't have the secret recipe?
No, you have to just try and guess it.
Okay, good. Right, so how are they holding interest, Becky?
Some kid just came over and was really rude to him and said, mate, what are you on? And then said some rude words and walked off. He's gone back to his friends who are now clapping him as if he's the hero, so...
I'm hanging round at Maida Vale waiting to film Lamar.
Oh, no.
I can't look.
I'm hanging around at Maida Vale waiting to film Lamar.
I'd run, Becky, now. Run.
No, can we just do one more?
I think he's being heckled.
Remember, these are Sam's actual Twitters. Lily Allen, I so would.
Lily Allen, I so would.
Are your Twitters just about food and girls that you would?
That's basically his life.
Plus NCTFS telly things or whatever that is.
Oh, let me do one more, please.
Go on, one more.
I hate the way the adverts are always louder than the TV programme. It's medieval.
I hate the way the adverts are always louder than the TV programmes. Medieval.
It's not, though, Sam, is it? It's not medieval.
No, they probably didn't have telly then, did they?
Yeah. No.
I thought you were the technical one.
Is anybody interested at all in your Twitters?
No, not at all.
See, it's going to change the face of how you write them now forever.
Yeah, shall I just stop?
Well, you have to stop. I just maybe, I don't know.
Are the kids wanting you to come back tomorrow when they leave school?
No, they don't want me here at all. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Where are you now?
I'm on the bus.
On the bus home from?
Home from school.
Okay. Where do you go to school?
In Arbroath High School.
Okay. How can I help?
Those comments, they were just ridiculous, and I've been laughing so hard on the bus, been getting like really strange looks.
Oh,
and
sorry.
I'm sitting on the bus, and I'm getting some really strange looks again.
Are you on Twitter?
I am, yeah, but I don't leave comments like that.
Well,
Are you going to start following Sam?
Maybe not.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Wise.
Poor Sam. Everything he's written, he's realised on Twitter, he's realised no one cares about for the last 6 months.
What a shame.
Apart from maybe that Kentucky chicken thing. That,
yeah,
that,
how do you
that
do
intrigued
that?
Me.
How do you make KFC?
I don't know. It's interesting, isn't it?
All right. Thanks for your call.
See you later.
See you later. Bye. It's true. How do you do that? A lot of people are going to follow Sam now, though.
Well, yeah, you know, every day will be another exciting episode.
Podcast. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Sabby.
Where are you today?
I'm in Southampton.
Yay, big up, Southampton. How can I help?
Well, today, me and my friend Cassie finished our textiles exam early, and we found a shrine to you in our school.
A shrine, did you say?
Yeah.
Right.
Don't you have to be dead to have a shrine?
I don't know. People don't worship at it and stuff, do they? Because that would be horrible and wrong. Right, what is it, then?
It's like a board, and it's got loads of pictures of Radio 1 and you on it.
Oh, okay. We came to Bitton Park School, didn't we, when we did DJs Go Home? We did a whole show from there. We'll young.
Yeah.
Quite a few, what, 3 years ago now?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, there isn't a photo on there of us dressed as pilots, is there?
I don't think there is. I didn't see one.
Thank God for that. So basically, it's just a board with some pictures on.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, so when you sent a text earlier saying it's a shrine, and that was like, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, were you disappointed? You look kind of disappointed. I think you were secretly hoping it was a shrine.
No, I wasn't. What's your friend's name?
Kathy.
Was your exam okay today?
Yeah, it was really good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, what was it, textiles?
Yeah.
I was good at that.
Did you worship at his shrine beforehand?
Shut up. Right, I'll speak to you later. Love you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Jack Panato's here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Very good, you?
Yeah, I'm good. You just walked in and we're on, but hi.
Yeah, anyway. I literally just got into the building.
Yeah.
It's pretty rock and roll, actually.
Really?
Yeah, for me.
It's going to be good in Swindon this weekend.
I can't wait.
Have you ever been to Swindon before, Jack?
You know what, I probably have. I used to support Charlton Athletic and go anywhere for them when I was a kid, so yeah, probably.
Right.
I remember it being really beautiful.
Yeah. Surrounded by.
Are you glazing over at football chat, yeah, or are you glazing
at... I was glazed over, sorry.
I see, I just used to live there. I was just thinking, it's beautiful. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's surrounded by lots of beautiful countryside.
I was being tongue-in-cheek a little bit.
Oh, okay. Swindon,
no, but it was lovely.
Swindon's the county ground is a lovely ground.
Is it?
There you go.
Okay, good. Now, do you remember, here's the thing I want to know about, when Joe Wiley went to your house on the Labour Lunch tour, you've got your amusing neighbour, haven't you?
I do.
Which I did very much enjoy hearing about.
Martin.
Yeah, Martin, that's it. He nips around and goes, hiya, anyone want a cocktail?
Literally.
Yeah. Now, do you still live there, or have you moved
I've moved, but when I go back, he'll bring cocktails. It's amazing.
I just wanted to know how Martin was, really. No,
Martin's really well, actually. Yeah. Martin, what's he been up to? He went back to Brazil, home for a bit.
Mm.
And what else? I think he's all right, man. I'll send your love.
Yeah, please do.
I definitely will.
I would love a neighbour like that.
Man, he's amazing.
Yeah. Mine don't bring cocktails, do yours?
No, mine just bang
on the ceiling.
Bang on the ceiling?
Yeah, with a broom, normally, because they live below me.
Oh, I see, and right.
They complain about the noise. Okay. I'd love it if someone came, like, if I come in from work and like someone popped around, slippery nipple, that would be brilliant.
It's your idea of heaven, that, isn't it?
I was going to say, if you still live there, you should go and come dine with me, because he could pop around with drinks.
I think we're going to start that. Me and a bunch of friends are going to start that. We're going to do a really crummy version, and we're going to record it on a video camera. We're going to do like a really annoying, like, Dalston, come dine with me. Yeah. It's going to be wicked. So I'll send you the links. We're going to put it on YouTube.
What, just you and your mates?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's my girlfriend's real idea, and she's really good at cooking, so I'm on her team. Okay. I think we're going to win. And it's also a money-making scheme, really. I think it's like 25 quid in, so...
Wow. Yeah. I love that show. Do you like that show?
I watched it last night, and it literally... I got about 15 minutes in, and I wanted to die. But I love it that much. It is incredibly... I mean, some of the people are just unbelievable.
Mm.
I mean, it's kind of heartbreaking, actually.
I know.
Do you know, there was this one with this woman cooking an 8-course Thai meal yesterday. Have you seen that
No,
one?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my
Don't
God.
Don't spoil the end, Jack.
Oh, my God. She's a lovely lady, but God.
The one I saw on Sunday night, the bloke got the lowest score they've ever had.
Really?
He got 7 out of 30.
I'm going to go back on...
Get that on 4OD.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
A while ago, we were talking about how at one of your gigs, I don't know if you remember this, you had to stop the song because someone threw a bra.
Yes.
And one of our listeners called up to tell us about it because they were actually at the gig and they witnessed it.
Yeah.
And it's on YouTube now. Do you remember that instant?
Really?
Yeah.
God, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I do remember that. I think it was the one they got it like directly the loop into the neck.
You had
it
to properly stop the song.
Yeah, it was pretty clever. I was pretty proud of that person's shot.
Do you get much... I mean, I can't imagine... We said this at the time. Can't imagine the Jack Panatti gig. There's not a lot of underwear thrown, is there?
There's not.
Or is there?
Oh, you got it very wrong, my friend.
Really?
No. I think it's quite a steamy event.
Okay.
I don't know. No.
I think you've quite insulted him there, Scott.
I think I have.
Yeah.
I was suggesting his gigs aren't like a Tom Jones gig, but it came out all wrong.
I thought you were saying because everyone's so young.
Well, yeah.
But, you know... What?
I'm just saying, if people are going to Swindon, is there any particular type of underwear that they should throw?
Agent provocateur.
Okay, that's your underwear.
I like to be definite about things.
Straight away, there's an answer there, wasn't there?
Yeah, on Dean Street.
Now, you are playing... Joe Wiley's taken her whole live lounge, do you know this?
No.
With her?
Right?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
To
you're on it.
Oh yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I always forget these things.
Yeah.
You know, I actually didn't know. I forgot this was happening today.
Did you?
Completely. I'd planned a little day out to the park.
So you should.
I get a phone call every day. Like, Jack, what are you doing? I'm at home. Thank God, we got you. Yeah. You're not on a train to Glasgow, or you're not like. All right, I'm here. What've we got today? And they said we're doing this, so I'm pretty relaxed, which is good.
No,
otherwise,
good.
I wouldn't have slept last night.
What, because of this grilling interview?
I would have been...
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Now, we should introduce the idea of the power plates, maybe, when we're at the big weekend. So.
The what?
You know,
oh, last, yeah. Why are you pointing at me to do this?
Well, I just like
it
you
was your idea.
You know those power plates machines where you can lose loads of weight by jiggling? Yeah. Right? Would you be up for on the weekend, maybe on Saturday, if Joe Wylie could have a power plates machine in Swindon? Would you be up for having a go at,
I definitely
on it?
Would. I've had a go.
Have you?
Yeah, I love them.
Don't you think it's like
it's really odd? It's really odd. It's the feeling after that I liked. It's that like you walk about and you feel like you're kind of a proton or something. Yeah. I don't know. I can't really explain it.
Would you be able to perform whilst being on it, do you think?
I would like to do both at the same time, really.
Okay. There you go. See? That's what we got on ice.
And then on top of one of those Segways. You know those things that move? Segways. Is that what they're called?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
You know those things that you move
oh,
on?
Oh, those?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good as well.
Those two things. I'd love one of those each.
Okay. Well, I know Joe Wylie's probably listening to this now. Sure.
If you ask, you get. If only you had asked Flo Rida to spin right round, till he
went down.
Till he went down, things could have been different.
No, he wasn't up for that at all.
No, he wasn't.
No.
Right, so we'll see. On Saturday, you're going to be performing in Joe Wylie's Live Lounge in Swindon. And this is for everybody that's not actually got tickets to the event. This is stuff that everybody else won't be able to see. So you'll be able to hear it all on Radio 1, and it's going to be all over online and BBC 3 and on your red button. And for the first time, it's going to be on your mobile as well. Also, Jack, we're doing this thing called Becky Cam, which is just a webcam upstairs in our office.
Yeah.
And it's just fixed on Becky, who works on our show's desk. Right. Would you be able to go up there for just a few minutes and answer some questions for people? There's no sound. It's just like a whiteboard that you hold up and people will email in and you can just write stuff to them back.
Really?
Yeah,
I'll do that.
Is that all right? It's streaming live now.
Tell the truth, I have not got a lot to do today.
All right, good. Well, you were going to go to the park.
It's going to take my little shih tzu.
Okay, good. So if you send an email to... Is it my email address?
No, there's a Becky email address, isn't there?
Oh. Becky Cam.
No.
Sorry. Becky.cam@bbc.co.uk. I knew that. Becky.cam@bbc.co.uk. You can email in anything you want, instructions, questions, etc. for
Wicked.
Jack right now.
Great.
And he's going to go upstairs and do it. I'm going to play tonight's today. We'll see you on the weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do this.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's our daily Monday to Thursday guessing game quiz. You ask, tell me what happened next.
Oh. What's occurring?
Play along, 81199. Right, stop looking at Jack. I need your full attention to play What's Occurring. I know Becky Cam's addictive. Here's your first situation today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Radio 1's big weekend in Swindon?
Yeah.
It's on in 4 days in Lydiard Park.
Okay.
And we discussed this before. You know how everyone is asking me for tickets, people I've not spoken to for ages.
Yeah. Christopher Biggins.
Yeah.
Has Biggins been on asking for tickets?
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, I missed that.
But he's tempted to help Biggins out rather than his actual friends.
I can't get them for anyone.
Why is Biggins more important than Bob
this
off
is
the
what
weather?
This is what we were trying to...
He isn't. I didn't say yes to him. I said,
yes,
sorry.
You did.
No, I didn't. I said, Biggins, I'm sorry. I can't help you on this occasion. I can't get them. And we decided to operate a name and shame policy on the people that have been asking me for tickets. Here's my question to you. Today, and this is only today, how many messages have I had on my voicemail from people trying to blag tickets to Radio 1's big weekend?
4.
This is just today, yeah?
Yeah, I understood.
Okay. Becky?
3.
Tactical.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's people on my voicemail trying to blag away for tickets to the big weekend.
Hi, Scott. Just want to see if there's any possibility there to have tickets to the Radio 1 thing in Swindon this weekend. Cheers. Bye.
Hey, Neil. It's me. Seems you had any tickets left for the weekend in Swindon. Can you go back? Bye.
You're right, Scott. It's Chris. Just thought I'd try you again. Your phone keeps going to voicemail. Just thought I'd see if you've managed to get hold of any of those one big weekend tickets yet. If you have, give us a shout back. All right, dude. Bye.
So the answer was 3.
Yes.
Becky gets the point. That was my mate Chris from last week. The last one.
Okay.
He's been phoning a lot.
Who were the other two?
Somebody I used to work with.
Right.
And the other person didn't even know my name. Well, it doesn't sound like she knows my name. Listen.
Hey, Neil. It's me. Seems you had any tickets left for the weekend in Swindon.
Is she calling me Neil?
Yeah.
Hey, Neil.
She clearly said Neil. She might have been saying
have
Mills.
Have you been giving yourself a false name when you're meeting ladies?
No, because she sometimes... She calls me Mills. But it didn't sound like Mills.
Hey, Neil.
Hey, Neil.
That doesn't sound anything like Mills. No. That sounds like Neil.
And my point is, if you're going
to
try...
Which girls have you pretending to be called Neil
I
to?
Haven't.
And why would you be called Neil?
What's wrong with Neil?
Well, no, but it's...
Some of my best friends are called Neil.
Yeah, well, one of my friends is called Neil.
Yeah. Don't be Neilist.
I've got a friend called Neil as well.
Well,
there. And you know,
two friends called Neil.
And you what's that?
How many Neils do you know?
Two.
Ah...
Anyway,
what nah? Because it's the same flight.
I don't know where we're going with this, but anyway, she, you know, if you're going to try and blag tickets, get my name right, yeah. Anyway, so three was the answer. Well done, Becky.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Next one. You know Jeremy Kyle?
Yeah.
Do you watch his show?
No.
I used to work with him.
Did you? I used to work with him. I did.
Why did you used to work
I worked with him years ago, and I did work experience at a radio station, and he wasn't even a presenter then. He worked in sales.
Yep, same with me.
And he asked me if I wanted to work in sales, and I said no. And he said, what are you doing in my department then? And sent me downstairs to the newsroom. Lovely man.
You worked in sales with Jeremy Kyle?
No, he used to work in sales at the radio station I worked at, which was, in fact, in Swindon. It's all coming together.
Wow.
We're like one big happy family, me, Scott and Jezza.
But back in the day, Jeremy Kyle, before he became a radio and television personality, he was the man in local radio who could sort out a car with your name down the side.
Was he the one, wasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he man, was the one to speak to.
He was the man that could sort it all out for you. And you get some musical notes on the side of the car. Scott Mills drives with FM in Swindon. So, yeah, he's done all right for himself, hasn't he?
He's
Jeremy
done
Kyle.
Very well, yeah.
Have you noticed he can be a bit patronising, though, sometimes, mainly to females?
Yes. Oh, first, from the telly, from the
first-hand experience. Here's my question to you. How many times in the last week has Jeremy Kyle said something patronising on his show to a lady?
26.
Jaffers.
11.
Okay, let's find out for sure.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Jezza being patronising to the ladies.
Absolutely nothing to do with you, darling. If he is the father, you got to butt out.
What
Stop
did you just
it.
Say to me?
Can you just listen to me, please?
Please or work, love, all right. Excuse me, we needs to stop being we, love. You're our ex-best
yeah,
friend and you
I'm
ought to butt
is,
out.
Oh, yeah.
Shh, right? You must wonder every day whether he's going to do the same to you, darling. Well, you're on the fence, love, aren't you? Darling, thank you so much. Are you OK? Thanks a lot for telling me through to you. I'll go that way, boy. Why does everybody rush nowadays?
Life's too short, Jeremy.
Not necessarily, my darling. No more than I condone you, young lady, sticking your oar in.
Sorry.
Why was it on your pillow, love? Even I've sussed out.
I don't know.
Can I say something? Me? Your missus is also a person in her own right.
Why the change, sweet?
What do you want from today, sweetheart? Make him suffer, baby! Talk to him, sweetheart. How many times have you given him an ultimatum, though, babe? The next time you tell your daughter definitively something, sweetheart, you need to be sure. I wonder if you doctored that one as well, love. Just a cop-out, love. Take your own responsibility. Well, as long as you're all right, love, I'll deal with the mess.
Oh, God, I feel ill. Did he talk in there about somebody hiding an abscess under their pillow?
Yeah. It's a great show.
It's just revolting.
He patronised a lady 20 times in the last week on his show. Who gets the point now?
Come on, Carol. Becky does.
Becky does, yeah. Okay, good. Next.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I ought to have a shower after that.
Get off my stage, my darling.
Sweet.
Oh, I don't like it. Who are you, young ladies? Come on this stage. Seriously, Jeremy, leave it. Now, do you remember on Friday, Becky, I turned up a little bit late for that meeting?
Yes.
Can you remember?
Oh, yes.
Oh, what?
Oh, you had the rubbishest excuse in the world ever.
Okay.
You phoned me and were like, I'm in the middle of a very big protest and I won't be in. And I was like, I can't hear anything. And you went, yeah, it's really big. I'll send you a photo. And then he sent me a photo of two people peacefully stood in a street corner with a flag.
It was not. It was in the middle of London on the Strand.
It wasn't. It was two people and a flag.
I sent you more than one picture.
You did.
There was a protest.
In the other photo, there may have been three or four people.
Well,
So this delayed you, did it?
Yes, it did, by at least 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
Is that because it was difficult to get through the throng of four people, or did you join
There was a
in?
Lot of people...
Right.
Last Friday lunchtime.
Okay.
That was true. But it did make me think that this would be a great excuse to be late for work, even if, let's say, there wasn't a protest. Okay. Now, I put this to the test earlier. Here's my question to you. I went onto Stupid Street a bit earlier on today, telling people that I was running late for work. Would they help me by pretending to be in a protest?
What?
I say the roads are shut, couldn't get past you, etc. I asked eight people if they would help me. How many pretended to be part of an imaginary protest so I could call my boss and say that I'd be late for work?
Two.
Two people?
Yeah.
Becky?
Five.
Five people would be up for the protest?
Yeah.
Just to help me out?
Yeah.
All right, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let's see if people do, shall we? Excuse me, you couldn't help me, could you?
No.
I'm a bit late for work. I need your help.
No, I'm sorry. I'm on my way to an interview.
Will you not help me be a protester?
No.
Okay, bye. Basically, I'm really late for work, and I need you to...
You're not
you don't
anywhere,
start
then.
Until 4 o'clock, you liar.
Basically, I need you to help me be a protester in a big demonstration.
No.
Why?
It's boring.
Excuse me, could you help me? I need you to help me to be a protester.
I can't now, I've got to get back to work.
Okay, sorry. I need you to help me to be a protester.
No.
Why?
Well, no, I don't think so.
You can't help me be a protester, can you?
Oh, I'm not very good at protesting, no.
I need you to take part in a demonstration for me. Could you do that for me? Basically, I'm late for work, and all I need you to do is pretend that I've been caught up in a big demonstration or protest, and I'm going to ring my boss and tell them that all the streets are closed and I'm stuck behind you and I can't get through. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Is that all right? Just chant something in the background and I'll make the call now. Make it sound like a big demonstration. Is that all right?
What can we say?
You're amazing. Bye. Thank you so much. What are your names?
Helen.
Oh, you're lovely. Thank you so much. Bye. Two people helped me out, so chappers, you get the point.
Okay. What were they? Were they some kind of Pussycat Dolls tribute act that you got yourself stuck in? Because it just sounded like they were chanting Jai Ho.
They were. I just said, pretend you're in a protest, shout something out, and they just shouted Jai Ho, so fair enough. Thanks to those people for helping me. So it's Becky 2, Chappers 1 on today's Oh, What's a Curry? Let us know how you did.
Oh!
Radio 1 Podcast.
Okay, so I have got a friend whose birthday is soon, okay? I'm not going to say who it is. And his friends are trying to organise a surprise party for him. Do you like surprises?
Do I? No. No, they don't.
Is it the one that doesn't speak?
Why is the one that stood behind...
The one that doesn't speak.
Why
his
is he stood behind me?
Friday.
Is he about to surprise me or something?
No.
Right. How does he know that his friends are organising him a surprise party?
No, surely it's not him.
I know, but if it's a surprise party, surely you shouldn't know anything about it. Why does this person know that they're organising one?
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
Doesn't
you just
know.
Said you have a friend who's going
who's
rumbling? Who's that? Is that you?
No.
Some very... Strange.
No one's ever thrown me a surprise party.
Oh.
I don't think I'd like it.
You would. You really would.
I don't think I would. Imagine tonight, for instance, Chappers, okay, let's say, what's happening tonight?
Arsenal, Manchester United.
Right, imagine this evening was your birthday, okay?
Right.
And all you want to do is you want to get home, the football's on the TV.
Yeah.
You want to have a glass of shandy, you want to put your feet up and just watch the football, you know.
Yeah, that is what I want to do.
Yep. And you get into your house, it's all dark, you turn the lights on, woo! There's loads of people in your front room, party poppers, oh, have a drink, have a sausage roll, whatever. Mm. You'd hate that.
Oh, they'd all get kicked out?
Yeah.
Quickly, I can't before imagine, kickoff.
Do you like a surprise party?
I'm disappointed every year when I don't have one.
No, why would you want one?
Because every year I think I'm going to get, this is the year I'm going to get my surprise, and never.
No. I want to be psyched up for a party. I want to know a party's happening.
Well, surely, because the fact that it's your birthday might give you a clue as to there might be a party.
Well, I just want to, you know, be able to get excited about it, look forward to it, get ready for it, straighten my hair.
The one that doesn't speak is now convinced that he's going to have a surprise party.
Seriously, it really isn't. It's not you. It's not you. But it is somebody whose birthday is soon that I know. You don't know them.
So. Okay, yeah. Fine.
So I'm saying,
are you organising this?
No, I don't.
Oh, no.
I think it's a really bad idea.
The only thing worse than a surprise party would be a surprise party organised by you.
I don't know what you're trying to say. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's that?
It's Emily.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. What's your day been like today?
Yeah, it was all right. School was a bit boring.
School, was it?
Yeah.
How can I help?
I was just going to say that I had a surprise party last year for my birthday.
You had a surprise party and?
Yeah, it was fantastic. That's the best birthday I've ever had.
Was it? How old were you?
15.
Right. And why was it brilliant? Because I just don't get the idea that it would be.
I don't know, it just was, because my friends had told me that we were going out for a meal, so I got dressed up anyway, and then they blindfolded me in the car, and then we just went to my friend's house and had a party there.
Did the blindfold not alarm you at all?
I was a bit worried, and I fell down the stairs when I got to my friend's house.
What, because you still had the blindfold on?
Yeah, I still had the blindfold on, and my friend said down, so I thought she meant sit down, so I fell down the stairs.
You must have thought something was up.
Yeah, I did. I got a bit worried.
So did you just kind of fall in a heap at the bottom of the stairs, who was there to surprise you?
And how nice of your friends not to guide you along as well.
No, my friend managed to pick me up, but then I heard everybody else laughing, so I thought, oh, my God, where am I?
That doesn't sound fun
at
all.
And you still enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was really good.
It was brilliant when I fell down the stairs. And so it was good. What happened? What was the moment of surprise? What occurred?
The stairs.
Well, I fell down the stairs and my friend picked me up and then she just took the blindfold off and everyone was there, like, shouting surprise, and I got a birthday cake as well.
So everyone saw you fall down the stairs at the party?
Yeah, and everybody's like, in a little
bit. Oh, that's, honestly, it sounds brilliant, Emily.
I know, yeah.
I love you.
Love you too.
Hello?
Hi, Scott, it's Becky.
Hi, Becky, where are you?
I'm in Sheffield.
How can I help?
It's my 21st birthday on Saturday, and I've got a feeling my mum's organising a surprise.
Why?
She just sounded really dodgy when I spoke to her the other day on the phone. We're supposed to be going out for a meal, and she's just like, okay, it's fine.
See, that is the general, what people say is always like, yes, we'll just go out for a quiet meal with just us and a few mates, and then that, you generally know that might be a surprise party.
That's what I'm scared of.
But the thing is, you might be like Becky, where for every year of her 25, 26 years now, she's been, well, not every year, because I thought it was stupid if you were one.
I was demanding at an early age.
But she gets home of an evening, the evening of her birthday, it's dark, she puts the key in the lock, opens the living room door, it's still dark, walks in, and expects the light to go on, and people go, woo! With party poppers. She puts the light on. Oh. Nothing.
I really, really, really hope I don't want a surprise, because I'm rubbish with surprises.
Yeah, I kind of
agree. So you don't want one?
No, I really don't. I hate surprises.
Have you asked any of your friends?
Yeah, I asked my housemate today, and she was like, well, what's the worst that could happen?
A surprise?
Well, you get blindfolded and fall down the stairs, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, I just really, really don't want one.
Okay, so this is you telling your mum to cancel the party, is it?
Yes, please.
How ungrateful.
No, I'm on her side.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Definitely on her side.
But what are we scared of? Why don't we like the surprise party idea? I don't know why.
Because all the attention then goes on you.
That's true. I would hate that.
I'm really nosy.
Say again, what?
I'm really nosy, so I just like knowing beforehand.
Yeah, yeah. You just want to get ready for it, I understand. Okay, yeah. Well, have a good party if it happens.
Thank you.
I love you. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hi to the person that had a surprise birthday meal one year in a posh place, but didn't know about it, so was dressed in a wig and a scabby dress. Doesn't say whether it's a boy or a girl. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
It's Jimmy in Manchester.
All right, Jimmy, what are you saying?
I had a surprise party in April. Walked in the house and 30 of my friends there shouting surprise at me.
Yeah.
And I had to ask them why they were shouting surprise at me, because my birthday's in January.
Right. Did they think it was your birthday, or they all knew?
No, they knew it wasn't my birthday.
Okay, well, that's a bit weird.
But the worst thing was that I'd been in Wales the night before because my girlfriend was getting everything ready. And when I came back, she said, well, she told me that we were going out on a date, and when got back, she said, oh, it's been a bit of a change of plan, I've cooked something for you. And I went, yeah, it smells like chicken and beans. And everyone heard that, so the my house smelled like beans. And they wanted to know what beans smelt like. So.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. good. See, Becky, that could happen at any time to you.
I think I prefer one not on my birthday.
That would be a surprise.
It would definitely be a surprise.
Yeah.
I'll remember to say that my house doesn't smell of chicken and beans.
Okay, good to speak to you, Jimmy.
Yeah, see ya.
Okay, bye. Did you follow the chicken and beans
no.
bit at all?
My mind started drifting towards the football halfway through.
I didn't get that.
Sorry.
I just didn't understand the chicken and beans bit, but I was too scared to ask in case it went on even longer.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.